Castro Valley Municipal Advisory Council General Purpose Meeting, Monday, December 18th, 2017.
Going through right now for development of those rocks, and they're right down the joined the 10 Hills Trail, ideally with the idea that just to make sure that there would be proper fire, water and so forth could be brought down to the trail and made available there. Now, we want to hear about the airplanes and helicopters, they dig into the lake or whatever and pick up the water and put the fire. But we saw up in Santa Rosa, it sounds good, but at night time they had to go to couldn't work all night out to see the Santa Rosa water. So can we depend on that? I don't know. Now, there are other areas along that trail, there are other areas where there's water probably not too far away that could be extended to that. So I really think that's kind of crucial. Another item might be this 10 Hills Fire Trail. I think it's crucial to keep it accessible to fire trucks and ambulances, whatever. Some years ago, the East Bay Farm District, we all voted for extra money to be put in there to a special assessment or whatever to be added on to it to upgrade and maintain this for emergency equipment and so forth. And I'm not sure if that is for the best use. I think it could be kept better. Now we hear so much today about PG&E being held accountable for this Roma fire and so forth, because of lack of property behind it or whatever. This should be a wake-up call, I think, for our Parks Department and the Water Department, who actually owns the land, East Bay Parks area. And I strongly feel that an appropriate fire break, as we call it in the service, fire break, should be wiped out from the 10 Hills Trail to really have a kind of a last line of defense there in the event of fire coming up the hill. Trees and so forth would have to be removed somewhat and the underbrush, but we wait for the fire to burn the bushes or we take off. To finish off my wake-up call came quite frankly when the fire insurance company, homeowners policy company, who I had for years, informed me just the other day that they are considering not writing any more insurance along the Dutch Valley high up area, because of what happened in Santa Rosa. So as the body of representatives here in Dutch Valley, I respectfully request that our MAC board will take this serious matter into consideration. Let's get some public awareness on it. And of course, let's get the various bodies, the East Bay Mall, the Parks District, Fire District, and so forth in the room. Let's be proactive and not wait for the fire to come. Thank you for letting me speak.
Thank you. Paul, can we put this on our list for a future general purpose meeting?
Sure.
Because there was a lot there that I need to think about as a community. I have a speaker card, Judy Calder.
Yeah, hi there. Okay, so I live on Brocade Road and...
get closer to the microphone.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, so I live on Pro Canyon Road and obviously we have extreme issues living on Crow Canyon. I guess I'm just here tonight. I live about a quarter mile before Norris Canyon. In that section, there are four residences. And we all have issues with the mentality of people in that section because that is straight. And we're so thankful for that stoplight. Otherwise, we literally could not exit our driveway. Sometimes, like today, I'm taking my driveway tonight. I honked my horn several times to get a car to let me turn right. Then I went down past Norris Canyon and made a U-turn. But anyway, I guess I'm just here to request maybe another meeting where, once again, we talk about Crow Canyon issues. That would be helpful. for one of my main concerns, I would love to put in a tall fence, because I was commenting, I've had to say, one of the people I work for today was commenting that I was maybe going deaf, and I think it's less because I live on Fourth Hand Road, the noise is so extreme, we really need to reduce noise in some cases, and I would like to put in a tall fence that is attractive, and anyway. So anyway, I'm sorry for rattling, just went off going on and on, but anyway.
Okay, is there anyone else who wanted to speak on any item that is not on the agenda this evening under public comment?
I put it in my card about Crow Canyon.
Yeah, you can speak about Crow Canyon when we talk about Paul and Ernst Canyon as well.
Thank you.
You can speak, you know, now or then. Either will work.